Galatians tonight, chapter number 4. Galatians chapter number 4. We were in this chapter on Sunday, and I didn't plan on being back in it tonight, but I want to follow the Lord because the Lord has brought out two phrases in my heart that He has begun to magnify as I studied and went back over and reviewed the chapter. And it's kind of a simple thought, but I think sometimes the simple thoughts can be a blessing. The Bible said in verse number, well, let me just read this entire text from verse 4 down through verse number 7, because both the phrases that I'm looking at are in these verses. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here with our people. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that's in our heart. Lord, we thank you for the service that we're planning for Sunday, the patriotic service. Thank you for America. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us. Lord, down in our county, they're putting up signs everywhere that says 2 Chronicles 7:14. And Lord, we do know that you've called on your people to pray, to seek your face. God, you said you'd forgive us. You said, God, you'd heal our land. Lord, there's so much going on that's contrary to your word. But Lord, you have a remnant. You've got a people, Lord, that are still here, still want to stand and still want to serve you, Lord, in these days. I pray, God, that you'll help us tonight in the message. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. The two phrases that jumped off the page at me today, one in verse number 4, God sent forth His Son. And then in verse number 6, God sent forth the Spirit. And I want to magnify those two phrases tonight because you're sons. We couldn't be sons tonight had God not sent forth His Son. God sent forth His Son that we might become His sons. You remember the scripture that said, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we'll be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The Bible said here in this verse, in verse number 4, that God sent forth His Son. You know what I believe? I believe it'd be healthy for us to bow every once in a while and just say, God, thank you for sending Jesus. You know, because Jesus come to earth, I get to go to heaven. And there would be no way for me to go to heaven had Jesus not come to earth. And he left His glory, put on a robe of flesh. He came into His own, the Bible said. He said in another place, for this cause came I into the world. Calvary was not a surprise to Jesus. It was the whole purpose of His coming, amen, to give His life for you and for me. We see the promise of His coming. Most of the time when you hear those words, you're thinking about the second coming or when He comes in the rapture. But there's a promise in the Bible over and over that He's coming the first time. I don't know about you, but you know, it's hard to believe in a sense that they missed. I'm talking about the Jewish people missed His first coming. It was told to them over and over and over. But we need to remember this. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. In other words, we don't need to be critical of them. If you read in the book of, I believe it's the book of Romans, you know, God grafted us in. And we were, as Gentiles, we were just considered dogs, amen. But here comes Jesus, and he's promised. Look with me at the book of Acts, and I'm going to turn back and forth in my Bible tonight. I hope you'll turn with me. Look at the book of Acts in chapter 28 for just a moment. Acts chapter 28 and verse number 28. I believe it's the verse we're going to look at tonight. In Acts 28 and verse number 28, the Bible said, "Be it known unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they will hear it." There's a tremendous transition that goes on in the book of Acts. You start off the book of Acts and you have the sign gifts. And you need to remember that the Bible said the Jews require a sign. But then you get over into the book of Acts, chapter number 10, and God sends the gospel to Cornelius. And God sends the gospel to the Gentile. And beloved, the sign gifts, they go away. What pleases God now, God don't want us looking for a sign. He wants us looking for the Savior. And He wants us to live our lives by faith. He said, "You're going to be saved by faith." And beloved, back in that day, there were a lot of people saved because of what they saw. You and I, the Bible said, are saved because of what we hear. The Bible said, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." We hear the Word of God, and we believe the Word of God. I love that song, Sister Laura. I can't remember all the words. I wasn't there on the shore of Galilee. I didn't see Him feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but I know He did it. Amen. I didn't see Him heal the blind. I didn't see Him raise the dead. I didn't see Him heal the lame. But honey, those things are just as real to me, beloved, as the shoes that I'm wearing tonight. Amen. And they're real because of faith. And so there's a promise. Look in Isaiah chapter 49. I thought about this. I believe this is the one. Isaiah chapter 49 tonight. And let's look at another text. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 6. This Jesus was promised. A long time before He ever got here, He was promised. In Isaiah chapter 49 and verse number 6, the Bible said, "And He said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation to the end of the earth." I remember the text in John 1 where He said, "This is a true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world." So when I read that phrase, "God sent forth His Son," my heart swelled with praise. I'm telling you, sometimes we kind of get over the elementary truths of the Word of God when they ought to just warm our hearts, amen, to think that God would send the likes of Him for the likes of me, that He sent His Son to earth so that this Son can go to heaven. That blesses me. Amen. There's the promise of His coming. And then there's the purpose of His coming. Let's look at some things tonight. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. I think I can quote that verse. "But God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." You say, "Pastor, what was the purpose of Jesus coming? That the world through Him." You say, "Pastor, why didn't God send His Son to condemn the world?" The world didn't need to be condemned. We were condemned already. That's what the Word of God teaches, amen. And we needed a Savior, amen. And the Bible said, if you, in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, "There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, to them who walk after the Spirit and not according to the flesh, but after the Spirit." I think that's a blessing. That was the whole purpose of His coming. In John chapter 17 and verse number 3, here's some more of the purpose of His coming. This ought to speak to our hearts tonight. In John chapter 17 and verse number 3, Jesus, this is the Lord's Prayer. This is not the model prayer. This is Jesus talking to His Father. And in verse number 3, in this prayer of intercession,
Jesus said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Why was he sent? He was sent to save us, but he was also sent that we might know him. Now listen. A lot of people right there, they think about, well, know him in the free pardon of sin. Yes, but listen, the Apostle Paul, he had already been on the backside of the desert. He had already been educated by God himself for 3 years. But then he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter if you've been saved 5 years or 50 years. We can all know him, amen, in a more intimate way than we do right now. And so that was the purpose of his coming. Look at Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 26 for just a moment. I know it's a lot of scripture tonight. I don't apologize for that. The Bible said in verse 26, unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, he sent him to bless you. You want to know why he came? He came to bless you. Amen. Amen. Has he blessed you? I'm telling you, beloved, listen, a lot of times we think about, you know, songs like I Got Food on My Table and Shoes on My Feet and all that's wonderful. But honey, I'm telling you what, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got, beloved, a promise, amen, from God, that all things work together for good to them that love God. I've got his promises. I've got his peace. I've got his presence in my life. And I've got all of that, beloved, if the bottom falls out of everything down here, I've still got him, amen. And I think that's why you see Job in the shape Job was in, amen. He lost his family. He lost his fortune. He lost his health, amen. But he said, listen, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. I believe that's a man that walked with God. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he ended up in the end, beloved, God restored. Give him double, amen. Somebody said one time, well, he didn't double his children. Yes, he did. That just proves, if you look over there and he gets 10 children in the last chapter, that just proves that the children are different than the dogs and different than the cows. Amen. You say, how do you know he doubled them? Well, he had 10 in heaven and 10 on earth. Amen. Just because God gave him, if God gave him 20, then he had 30 children. Amen. God doubled everything that Job had. What a blessing that is. Look at 1 John with me just a moment. I'm going to try to go on. My goodness, yeah, we'll make it maybe. We're still on the first thing here. 1 John chapter 4. God sent forth his son that we might become his sons. 1 John chapter number 4 tonight. I'm going to read just a couple of verses. What's the purpose? We see the promise of his coming, the purpose that we might know him, that he might bless us. And then in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and verse number 10, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Now, a lot of people would look at that and say, well, what you mean eternal life? I believe that's certainly part of it. But didn't Jesus say something like this? I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Brother John, there was a time in my life when I thought I was living. Amen. I wasn't living, I was dying. Amen. I was dying in my sin. But God come along and saved me. And now I can say I'm living. Amen. I'm living. And thank God for that. The Bible talks about the purpose. Look at verse 10. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. And here's the word again. And sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sin. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. I don't know about you, but I'm glad God sent forth his Son that we might become his sons. Now, let me give you this secondly. Pray for me. I got three things tonight. I want to move on. Secondly tonight, God sent forth his Spirit. Let's go back to our text over there. The Bible said, and because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Let me make a statement tonight. None of us can even come close to knowing where we would be tonight or what we would be doing tonight apart from the blessed Holy Spirit that moved into our lives when God saved us. Boy, I'm telling you, there's a lot said about checks and balances. Aren't you glad, beloved, that it's not just flesh? Aren't you glad there's a Holy One living inside of you? Aren't you glad that God, we've talked a lot about, beloved, there's people coming down to their last hours, and some's already come down to the last hours. Aren't you glad Jesus said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm not going to leave you alone. Amen. Glory to God. He said in one place, I'm alone, and yet I'm not alone. There have been some times in my ministry I was alone, but I wasn't alone. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, God sent forth His Spirit. Now listen, He sent forth His Son that we might become His sons. But here's the statement tonight. He sent forth His Spirit that we might be like His Son. Did you know that's what Christianity is supposed to be about? They didn't, in the book of Acts, they didn't jump up and say, hey, look over here, we're a bunch of Christians. No, it was the world. It was that ungodly world that called them Christians first at Antioch. You don't want to know why? They said, we've seen a fella act like they act. Or they act like a fella that we crucified. They act like that fella called Jesus. Amen. And they called them Christians first at Antioch. God give us the Spirit not just to comfort us, not just to tickle us, not just to promote us and provoke us, but He gave us His Spirit that we might have a chance to be more like His Son every day of our life. Amen. Oh, beloved, I believe if we believe right, we'll behave right. I believe if we become His sons, we'll want to behave like His children. And we'll want to be like His Son. The Word of God said, be ye holy as I am holy. I don't know about you, but it disappoints me when I disappoint the Father. Is anybody home tonight? And I know good and well I've done it. Amen. But I tell you, I'm glad. Thank God for He, the Holy Ghost, that says, that's enough, boy. I want you to come on back home now. Amen. I want you to get back. That song, Brother Dale, you sing an invitation. Lord, I'm coming home. I'm glad I know what it is to be away from home, but I'm glad I know what it is to come home. I'm going to tell you who brought the child of God home. It wasn't the spirit of this world. It was the Spirit of a holy God. Amen. That brought the children of God back to that place of blessing. The Bible said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Let me tell you this. There's no born-again believer ever going to do that or have a desire to do that apart from the working of the blessed Holy Ghost in our bosom. Amen. I can remember, I don't know exactly how long I'd been saved. I doubt if it was a day. I remember I was getting on my face and saying, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll be whatever you want me to be. Amen. I'll tell you, I was just so happy to be forgiven. You say, Pastor, what caused a man to surrender like that? It's not a what, it's a who. It's a blessed Holy Ghost sits down inside of a man. It'll cause him to throw up the white flag and say, amen, not just sing it, but say it and mean it. I surrender all. God, I'm not my own anymore. I've been bought with a price. That's the blessed Spirit of the living God. Ain't no flesh going to surrender apart from the blessed Holy Ghost. Amen. Titus chapter 2. Brother, I think you was getting in my text over there a while ago. Go there with me just a minute. Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. By the way, I'm just going to time out right here and say this. I told Brother Jason a long time ago, I said, brother, if you've got a verse on your heart, share it. Ain't that right, Brother Jason? Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. You may not like what I'm about to say, but if a blessed Holy Ghost ever gets a hold of him and he just takes off preaching before the choir's ever sung, I say, amen. We need to get back to the place, amen, where people's not worried about time and people's not worried about order. Yes, God said, let your things be done decently and in order. But I'm telling you, beloved, it'd be good every once in a while to shake a devil up a little bit. Amen. Amen. Look what the Bible said in Titus chapter number 2, verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Here's why I'm not a Calvinist. Hath appeared to most men. That ain't what it says, is it, Brother Gary? God said that same grace that saved me that night has appeared to all men. Listen, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Let me just say this. If this was one of them automatics, man gets saved, automatically, he's going to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. If it was an automatic, then why is the instruction being given in the Word of God? Beloved, the Apostle Paul himself, he had to say, I die daily. Paul said, there's a part of me, that old fella back there, beloved, before I met Jesus on the Damascus Road, he's still here. And I still have to deal with him, amen. But what I have to do is reckon myself dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, amen. And there's none other than the blessed Holy Spirit that can do that work in our hearts and in our lives. The Bible said, teaching us that denying ungodliness, we should live soberly and righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. I'm going to tell you something. Anybody, listen to me carefully. Anybody that's looking for Jesus is living for Jesus. You show me somebody that ain't living for Jesus, and I'll show you somebody that ain't looking for Jesus. If you're looking for Jesus, amen, you'll be living for Jesus. I'll show you another text in a moment. Watch what he said here. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. I'm just going to plug this in right here. I was talking to the teens during Bible school. I said, in my days in high school, and now even today, there's a lot being said about safe sex. A lot being said about safe sex. How can you be immoral and do it safely? Amen. That's what's being taught. I said, there's not enough being said about sacred sex. Doing it the way God said do it. Amen. Inside the home, inside the bounds of marriage. Amen. That's what God blesses. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, Mom and Dad. We need to offset what's going on out yonder with what's going on right here in the Word of God. Say amen. And teach our children that God will help you to be pure. He'll help you to walk with God. He'll help you to go down that marriage aisle and please God. The Bible said here, peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. That last verse right there means I don't have to apologize for what I just said. Say amen. You're preaching the Word of God, you don't ever have to crawfish and back up. You can stand on it. It's the Word. Amen. God sent forth His Spirit. 1 John chapter number 3. The Bible said, 1 John chapter 3, if I could get it started, I think I could quote it. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. What's that next verse? And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. There it is again. Show me a man looking for Jesus. I'll show you a man living for Jesus. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Thank God tonight that God sent forth not only His Son, but God sent forth His Spirit. Now watch this. I'm going to charge you $25 for them first 2 points. I'll give you this last one for free. Amen. Watch this. Not only that God sent forth His Son and God sent forth His Spirit. But I want to show you something in the Word of God. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 1 and verse number 6. I'm going to take a minute tonight to do this because, beloved, God didn't put His Holy Spirit in us just for us to enjoy His presence and just so that we could live a holy life. The last thing I want to give you in the message is God sends forth His saints. You see, the Bible said here in verse number 6 of chapter 1, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Did you know that God, Jesus, said to His Father, He said, Father, as Thou hast sent Me, even so also send I them. God didn't just send forth His Son, and God didn't just send forth His Spirit, but God sends forth His saints into a world that's dark, into a world, beloved, that's turned its back on God. And beloved, I want you to see in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse number 1, I want you to see something here. Just a couple passages of Scripture and we'll be finished tonight. Maybe God will speak to somebody's heart. I know this. I'm already looking forward to tomorrow evening. I'm one of God's children. I've been sent. I'm looking forward to seeing where God's going to send me, what God's going to do. Let me tell you what happened last Thursday night. I went to make a visit. It was a specific visit. It was the mother of a little boy named Isaac. And when I got there, can you believe this? There was a Bible Way Baptist Church tract tucked in the door. I said, my goodness. And then I called a man, and he said, yep, that's where we visited. Amen. I took the tract out, put it back in the truck. You say, why? Because I knew the lady personally. I wanted to write her a note. Amen. And I wrote her a note and told her I'd give anything to see her and Isaac in the house of God. You say, Pastor, you bragging about overlapping? No, I'm just telling you, God's after that youngin'. Somebody say amen. God's after that youngin'. Amen. I'm glad somebody came after me. Two times when I lived in Maryland in an apartment, living ungodly, I'm not going to go into it all, but I'd have to clean the living room up, sweeping stuff off the table. Back then they had a real grocery bag, you know, about that tall, about that wide. When we moved to Glade Spring, Virginia, the lady at the grocery store asked my wife if she wanted a poke. She said, excuse me? You see, she wasn't country, amen. And you know, do you want a dope? Are you kidding me? You'd ask somebody for a dope? That was a pop back in the day, amen. Amen. Daddy'd say, get me a pack of peanuts and a dope and pour them peanuts in that dope, amen. I'll tell you this. If you'd see what Coca-Cola does to paint job on a truck, you'd say it's dope. Amen. It'd cut the paint off of it, amen. But listen to me tonight. God sends forth His children. Watch this. Look at verse number 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. You know who this is talking about? It's talking about Jesus. Watch this. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. God sent forth His Son. We ought to be excited about that. God sent forth His Spirit. We ought to be excited about that. And I'm telling you, beloved, it'll be a happy day in your life when you're just as excited about this last thing, that God sends forth His saints. Amen. We have the blessed privilege to go out here in a lost and dying world and represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. We get to be ambassadors. Amen. For the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Let's see what the Bible said in verse number 5. I'm in 1 Corinthians. That's not going to work. Have to get in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 5. Watch this now. Verse number 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. I would love for you, everybody knows Paul was a preacher, Paul was an apostle, But I would love for you to key in on that word us. Who's he talking to? Does anybody know? The church at Corinth. And he said us. He didn't say you. He didn't say me. He said us. Watch this now. And given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto, here's the word again, us, the word of reconciliation. Can I just stop and say this tonight? I didn't mean to. We're going to stand before God, and we're going to give an account to what we've done with this book. You say, Pastor, why would you say that at this point in the message? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. This book is not just to be studied. It's not just to be a guideline for our life. It's not just to be memorized. Honey, this book is to be shared. This is the seed, amen, that you put down in the field and fruit. You say, Pastor, why was them people getting saved the way they were in the early church? Because everybody was carrying a seed basket and all their baskets was leaking. There's seed being leaked out everywhere. Seed being leaked out everywhere. Am I right or am I wrong? They persecuted the church, and what'd they do? They scattered out preaching the Word of God. That's what the Word of God said. Amen. And so God sends forth His saints. Watch what He said. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. The Apostle Paul said, I remember a man, I've shared this before, a man that preached revival for me in the first church I pastored. He'd give the invitation, and just, I think every time he stood up, Miss Eve, he'd say, God's not a beggar, He's a king. And that sounds real good. One day I study in this verse, and you know what Paul said, we pray you in Christ's stead? He said, we pray you in Christ's stead? He's saying if Christ was standing here, he'd be begging you to come. He'd be begging you to trust him. Beseech. He'd be begging you to be saved. I believe it with all of my heart. Amen. The Bible said, beseech you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. What a blessing. What a blessing. John chapter 18. John chapter 18. Boy, Brother Gary, I'm glad that business meeting's over. Amen. Got such good liberty tonight. Excuse me. John chapter 17 and verse number 18. Listen what the Bible said. Jesus is praying to the Father now. And I'm gonna show you right here in the Word of God that He's not just sending His disciples. I'll show you why. Watch here. And verse number 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Look at verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Did you know that in that prayer right there, everybody that's believed on Him through this word, He's praying for them? He said, I'm not just praying for these, but I'm praying. Jesus looking down through the future. I'm praying for every one of them. And we've been sent as saints of God to a lost and a dying world. God sent forth His Son that we might become His sons. God sent forth His Spirit that we might be like His Son. But then God sends forth His saints. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, it's the truth. You could examine the service tonight. It cooled off on that last point. That's all right. I'm going to keep preaching the truth till Jesus comes. It'll be a happy day in your life when you get just as excited about that last point as you do them first two. Just as excited that God could use the likes of you to make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. We're not the Savior. We're just in the introducing business. Amen. I tell you, I looked in my toolbox the other day. Sister Jean, you took a picture of me and my daddy standing right here. in front of this pulpit. I was a little bit heavier than I am right now. Why didn't you wait on me to lose a little bit, Sister Jean? Amen. And you know what? If my daddy walked through those doors, there's not one that I wouldn't. You never met my dad, have you, Brother Jason? Boy, I tell you, if you spent 15 minutes with him, brother, you'd never forget it. But there's not a one that I wouldn't want to introduce to my daddy. I've got another daddy because you're sons. And there's not one in Bloomingdale. There's not one in Tennessee. There's not one in the world. My wife's daddy called her today. He's not doing well. He's in his 80s. He's in the hospital. I don't know Jesus. I've tried. I've witnessed. But I'll tell you this. It don't mean it don't break my heart. Amen. I don't want to see anybody leave this world without Jesus. How many's glad you come tonight? Amen.